In Northwest news from 88.5 KNKX, the Seahawks open the regular season at home on Sunday afternoon against the Miami Dolphins. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal talked about the pros and cons for the team this year. The Seahawks are never short on surprises. Art, were there any developments in preseason that you didn't expect?
There were a few things that changed, kind of small potato stuff, but the big thing was the composition of the roster last weekend in preparation for the Sunday opener. They have 15 rookies. They have 8 draft choices and 7 undrafted free agents. That is remarkable because most teams add 5, 6, 7 rookies every year. The Seahawks have never had so many rookies except for the first year back in 1976 when they came into the league and you could only populate the roster with draft choices and a few veterans. So this is a remarkable development. I'm a little surprised that Coach Pete Carroll went this far, but there's a real practical motivation, and that's the NFL salary cap. The Seahawks are paying 8 players a lot of money, and it doesn't leave a lot left for the middle class on the roster or the free agents and rookies at the bottom. So Russell Wilson is the best example. Russell went from $7 million salary against the cap last year to $18 million this year. So somehow something had to give in the roster makeup. And the rookies and free agents are the cheapest hires they can make. And Coach Pete Carroll said that he likes it that way because he has a demonstrated track history here in Seattle of being able to coach up young players to the point where by midseason thereabouts, they are not rookies.
So what do we know about, you mentioned quarterback Russell Wilson, him and the other key returning players?
Well, these guys are all still in their primes. We're talking about Richard Sherman, Earl Thomas, Doug Baldwin, Cam Chancellor. And these guys are still at the top of their games. They're in their middle, late 20s, which still is considered prime in the NFL. And I think that's where Pete gains his confidence. These are his leaders. These are his top players. They are effective at the height of their games, and then they're not dwindling, as often is the case when NFL teams play a lot of players on the downside in their 30s.
So we've talked about the rookies. We've talked about the key returning players. What is your initial assessment for how the season's going to go?
Well, the Seahawks schedule is ranked 5th most difficult in the NFL, given the number of quality teams they're playing based on last year's records. But I see it actually as a little bit easier because they start with 3 opponents that are not very difficult, and that's going to give these rookies a chance to break in. I see only 3 difficult games for them on the schedule. They play at Arizona, they play at Green Bay, and they play at New England, and I don't think they're going to prevail there. They also have another road game in New York later this month that I think will be tough. But those 3 are probably losses, maybe the Jets, but that's about it. I can see the Seahawks running the table at home, going 8-0, splitting on the road and finishing with a 12-4 record. That will put them in the playoffs, but I also think that if they meet their NFC West rival, Arizona, in the playoffs, I think Arizona's going to probably prevail. I see the Seahawks splitting the 2 regular season games with the Cardinals. But the Cardinals are loaded this year. They are the most formidable adversary in the NFC, in my view. And I think if the teams meet in January, I'm afraid the Seahawks train to Houston, where the Super Bowl is going to be this year, is going to be stopped.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.